all of God's kings and queens from around the world. Welcome to Journey with the Queen podcast. As in life, we are all on a journey with many interesting detours. As we go throughout life, we are in the continuous process of changing and developing over time. This podcast is focused on relationships, finances, and real life situations. I am your host, April Love, a trailblazer, entrepreneur, and a woman of the Most High God, who believes that if you keep Jesus first place in your life, you will be resilient. Let's take a journey through this episode. Hello, Queens. Good afternoon, Kings. I hope you all are doing well. Thank you so much for coming back to another podcast episode here on Journey with a Queen podcast. I am April Love, your podcast host, and I am excited to be back this week. I am coming back off of a very relaxing and enjoyable vacation. So I am excited to come with this beautiful word today that the Lord put on my heart while I was actually cruising. And so I'm coming off of a 7-day cruise, and I'm excited to bring what the Lord shared with me while I was on the cruise. And to know that He is pleased with me makes me feel so happy. And I want to share this with you all today to encourage you, just as the Lord encouraged me. So I'm going to jump right on in this word. And I just want to say that I'm happy to be back. I know I missed like 2 weeks of podcasting, but as I was preparing for vacation, time just got away from me. So I'm excited to be back this week. So the word that I'm going to bring to you today is do not compromise. And how this word came to me was because while I was on vacation, I went on a 7-day cruise and we cruised from Orlando. We cruised on the biggest ship in the U.S., which is the Wonders of the Sea, via Royal Caribbean. And the ship was beautiful. It was amazing. And I had a wonderful time, as well as my son who went along with me. And so while I was on the cruise, I was sitting watching the water and I was just meditating, just thinking of the goodness of God. And it just blew my mind how much water we are surrounded by in this huge, gigantic boat, right? This huge ship. And all this body of water was around me. But as we were cruising forward, I'm sitting at the back of the ship. And the water, the trail that the ship is making in the water was just absolutely gorgeous. It was amazing to see how this long trail of water was being led by this ship in this big body of water. So off to the right and off to the left, all I could see is water. I could not see any land. I could not see any other ships, any other boats. It was just water. But the water that was right in the back of the ship was a different blue than the rest of the water. The blue that was in the middle of the ship was like a turquoise, very beautiful blue that the water was, you know, changing the color as it was driving forward. And then the water off to the right and to the left was a dark, dark blue. And so the beauty of God's nature and just thinking about His creation and how He created everything, how He holds the earth in the palm of His hand was just unfathomable. It was just unimaginable. Like, wow, God, You are so big. You are so good that You allow us to have dominion over the earth. So that means we have dominion over the waters, dominion over the what is in the waters. And this huge ship that's leading the way, it was just mind-blowing, guys. So I just wanted to share that before I get into the word that I want to talk about today, which is not compromising. And so while I was on the ship, the Lord brought to my spirit that remember when I was on the last cruise ship in 2019, and to be exact, I went on a 5-day cruise for my 40th birthday in December of 2019. And while I was on the ship at this particular time, I was saved. I was a Christian, but at this point in time, I was still drinking. I was still a little wild. And I just was, you know, not as close as I am to the Lord as I am now. And so he reminded me, because this time would be different because I no longer drink. I'm a little bit more calmer. I take my relationship with the Lord very seriously. So there's just some things that I'm not going to do to not compromise. And so that's what brought me to this message, because it was a little awkward or a little different that most people that were around me were drinking. They were, you know, smoking their hookah, their little cigars and things like that, which that part didn't even tempt me at all. But when the Holy Spirit takes the desires, the taste, the things of this world away from you, the enemy will still come in and try to tempt you. The enemy will still plant thoughts in your mind, you know, to set you back in a sense, or to have you compromise and to tell you that, oh, one drink is okay. You know, not believing the enemy, knowing that one drink is not okay, because that's compromising, and one drink will lead to another drink, and so on and so on. And so I felt so proud of myself and so good that sitting around the drinks did not bother me. You know, even though Satan tried to tempt me a little bit to say, you can just have a drink, you know, and I'm just glad that the Holy Spirit took the desire, even the taste out of my mouth to not even want to drink liquor. And so it just reminded me, you know, the time that I'm sitting on his ship in the back of the ship, just in quietness and just sitting there, just thinking about how good God is, how the enemy is just so slick, how he's so, you know, sly and would try to slither his way in any way that he can to make us fall. And so the reason why I thought that this podcast would be so good to remind someone else to not compromise your faith, to not do anything that you know is against what the word of God says, you know, that will set you back. So I want to just talk about, for those who may not understand what I'm saying about not compromising, I just want to give you a couple of tips, a couple of definitions, and then just talk about a few people in the Bible that compromised. And so what does it mean to compromise your faith? Compromise is simply changing the answer to fit an answer, basically. If I had to put it in straight layman's terms, compromising is simply changing the question to fit the answer. So if you have to do something to make something fit, to make something work, that is not what the normal way that it is, then you're compromising. And there's not always bad compromise. Some compromises are, sometimes when you compromise, it's a good thing. But I want to say this to be very clear of why I'm just not willing to compromise my faith for anything, anyone, period. Because in the book of Revelation, in chapter 3, verses 15 and 16, it is so clear that it says compromised Christians make Jesus want to vomit them out of his mouth. That is very deep, right? And we as Christians should not be afraid to be bold and uncompromising for God. So that's why you have to be careful when I'm saying compromise. It's not necessarily always a bad thing. In my situation on the cruise ship, if I had have listened to the enemy and drank alcohol, then I would have been compromising my faith, because, you know, it's, God does not approve of us to drink liquor, because those are spirits. You know, when you drink liquor and you get drunk, that is not of God. And I'm not talking about wine. I'm talking about liquor, because if you have enough liquor, a little bit of liquor can take you somewhere that one glass or two glasses or maybe three won't take you of wine. And so in my situation, I just was not willing to go down that route. I've been there and done that. The Holy Spirit has delivered me from drinking. So, you know, I know when the enemy is trying to get me to do something that God does not approve of. And so I want to read that same Bible passage in a different translation. This is the Message. It says, I know you inside and out and find little to my liking. You're not cold. You're not hot. Far better to be either cold or hot. You're stale. You're stagnant. You make me want to vomit. You brag, I'm rich. I've got it made. I need nothing from anyone. Obviously, that is a fact. You're a pitiful, blind beggar, a threadbare, and homeless. So that version just gives you so much more of how Jesus feels about those who compromise their faith. And so that's a basic definition. And I want to talk about what does the Bible say about compromising, right? So to compromise is to make a concession or accommodations for someone who does not agree with a certain set of standards or rules. There are times when compromise is good and it's right. And compromise is a basic skill needed. Like, let's just talk about marriage, for example. So for an example, in a marriage and in other situations in relationships, if it's keeping peace and that's more desirable than a person getting their way, then okay, that's okay to compromise. Sometimes we do have to compromise. We have to put others before ourselves and make things work. But then there are times where we just cannot compromise. So like, compromise is not good, and the Bible makes it clear that God does not condone compromising his commands. So like, let's just say for an example, if God gave you a command, he gave all of us commands. Those are things that are not good to compromise. The Bible is clear that God does not condone compromising on his commands. So be careful to do what the Lord your God has commanded you to do, and do not turn aside to the right or to the left. That's Deuteronomy 5:32. And then joyful are those who do not compromise with evil, and they walk only in his path. That's Psalm 119:3. God is holy, and his ways are right. God is good, and his ways are life-giving. So concerning matters that God has clearly addressed to us, we are not to negotiate, to bargain, or to compromise. And so I want to give you some examples in the Bible that I found that were very helpful to see, you know, how some people compromised and how some people, you know, did things in a way that was not pleasing to God, where they compromised and it was not a good compromise. And then I want to talk about, you know, some ways that it's dangerous, right? And so for an example in the Bible, Adam, he's the first person that compromised. He compromised God's law because he followed Eve's sin and lost paradise. And now we're all, you know, we were all born into sin because of one man's compromise. So we have to be very careful not to do things that we know that God says not to do. Abraham also compromised. He compromised the truth and lied about Sarah's relationship with him and nearly lost his wife. If you remember in Genesis, where he lied and said that Sarai or Sarah was his sister. So we cannot compromise. Sarah compromised God's word and sent Abraham to Hagar. And then Ishmael was born and destroyed peace in the Middle East. And that's in Genesis. So there are people in the Bible that definitely compromised, and it caused them to have some major consequences. Look at Samson, for an example. He compromised his devotion as a Nazarite and lost his strength. Then he lost his eyesight, and then he eventually lost his life. So there are definitely people in the Bible that compromised, and it did not lead, you know, into a good place. David compromised God's standards. He committed adultery with Bathsheba. And then after he committed that adultery with Bathsheba, what did he do? He murdered Uriah, her husband. And then he had some negative consequences from that compromise when he lost his son. You know, he had a baby with Bathsheba and the baby died. So committing sins and compromising is not the way to go if it's going against God. So I just wanted to share a few of the Bible, the people of the Bible that compromise and why it's not good to compromise. And then I want to talk about what makes compromise so dangerous. And it's because it's so subtle, right? It's subtle. And like I said, when I was on a ship, the enemy started with having me to look at the people that were drinking. That was the first thing that I felt like, wow, this is strange. And then after that is when the thoughts came in of, oh, one drink isn't so bad. So everything, when it comes to compromising, it can be subtle, which makes it dangerous. And so I just believe that when you are walking so closely with the Holy Spirit and you can go and talk to the Holy Spirit about these things, he will help you, because he helped me while I was on the ship to not even focus on that. Not that I wanted to drink, because to be honest with you, I don't have the desire to drink liquor. It's just, I haven't done it in so long. And then the last time I did it before the Holy Spirit delivered me from drinking, I had an incident where I drank. This was in, I want to say around Christmas or Thanksgiving of 2021, I want to say. I went out with my cousin who came to visit me in Dallas, and we went to a bar. And the night that I drank, I didn't drink a whole lot, but I had an episode where I was up in the middle of the night and I was sick. And so I knew then that God was removing the taste from my mouth. So I pretty much knew that this isn't for me anymore, and that's okay. And thinking back to how I felt that night, it was just like, no, that's not for me anymore. That's not something that I want to do. So what helped me in that moment, though, was to know that it was the enemy, you know, trying to have me go back. But the Holy Spirit was with me, and the Holy Spirit is so good that, you know, he'll help you. He'll help you with the smallest things. So don't compromise. King Jehoshaphat, he entered foolishly a compromising situation with Ahab, King Ahab, and almost cost him his whole life. And if you remember, King Ahab's wife is Jezebel, who called herself a prophet. And she was teaching and misleading the servants into sexual immorality and eating foods that were sacrificed to idols. So you got to be careful what people you're connected to, too. And there are certain lines that should not be crossed. And there are times when compromise becomes evil. So King Ahab allowed Jezebel, you know, to compromise, and it affected all of them. So, I mean, it goes deep. Deeper than just yourself when it comes to compromising, because if you compromise something that God has told you not to do and people are connected to you and tied to your destiny, it could then affect them. So it's not even just about myself, you know, or about yourself. It's the people that's connected to you that will be affected. If you go out and you have sex outside of marriage and you're married, okay, your spouse is also affected. Your children are also affected. Your family will also be affected, because somewhere there will be division. There will be, you know, disruption. There will be chaos more than likely if there's infidelity. So compromising is not worth it. That is the message. And I hope that someone out there that is even thinking about compromising will hear me. And if you know someone who is compromising their faith, send them this podcast episode so that they can hear this and maybe be rerouted, you know, where the Holy Spirit will convict their heart to change, to turn from that, to repent, and to turn back to God, turn back to the Holy Spirit and ask for help. He is our helper. And I truly believe that this will bless someone who needs to hear it as it blessed me. As I was sitting on a cruise ship, this blessed me so much, so good, that I was like, I have to share this when I get back. So I just wanted to let you all know today that compromising your faith is not worth it. If God has asked you to do something, do it. If you're doing something that God says not to do, then please repent. Turn from that and get back on track. You know, God is a loving God. And he doesn't want any of us to go down the broad or the wide path. He wants us to stay on the narrow path. And I know sometimes it's hard. You know, there's so many distractions going on right now in the world. And it's so easy to get distracted and find yourself in a compromising situation. But God is so loving that he is standing all the time waiting for us to come back into his loving arms, back into his presence, And, you know, just if you made a mistake, repent, get back on track, and do what is right. Don't allow the enemy to condemn you or beat yourself up for a mistake that you made. Come back to the Lord, who is going to help you. He's going to redirect you and guide you. And hopefully you won't fall back into the snare of the enemy. So I hope this episode has blessed you this week. I hope that you will tune in to the next episode next week. I want to say thank you for listening, and may the Lord be with you. God bless you, and shalom.